as a folk music quartet played undercover from the periodic rain. Fairgoers made chase to the market featuring local produce and herbs, homemade bread and other baked goods, and chicken poop bingo. A handful of children tried their best to coax poultry bowel movements at the game. The fair is the culmination of coaxing vegetables to grow in Juneau's fickle summer. Community and home gardeners have a chance to earn recognition for a season's worth of weed pulling, slug flicking, and green thumbing in the Harvest Fair's exhibit competition.
My name is Zach Holder. They coaxed me into entering a cabbage and three beets and a beautiful head of purple kale. When I put my little purple cabbage down, someone put a nice big purple cabbage right next to it.
Like so. They were waiting.
Although, just for the record, I harvested a much bigger one. It's in my fridge right now.
Duly noted.
Harvest Fair entries are judged under what's known as the American Standard System, with various divisions, classes, and lots. In the vegetable division, for example, there's a class for greenhouse vegetables, one for potatoes, and a third class for all the other vegetables. Classes are divided into lots. In the potato class, there are lots for blue and purple potatoes, fingerlings, Yukon Golds, and other, for tubers that just can't conform. Children submit their entries in the youth division.
My name is Etta.
Where did you enter?
Carrots and tomatoes and garlic. I have a really big carrot that's about this big.
How big is that?
Big.
Did you face any big challenges in your growing season this year?
Chickweed.
For a frantic hour, judges including Darren Snyder of the Cooperative Extension Service and local gardener Iris Kohonen scrutinize the entries under the leadership of master gardener Ed Bajarski.
So you're looking for quality, uniformity, and you can take into consideration difficulty to grow. Let's choose class champions.
Darren, what are you looking for in a class champion?
Well, it depends on which class. So we're looking at specifically greenhouse grown crops here. So these are ones that need more heat. They typically are more protected from the elements, so they should be a really beautiful, robust vegetable. We found some that look beautiful and also taste delicious.
We were looking for quality, presentation, uniqueness. Particularly in the flower category, there are flowers that are hard to grow in the Juneau environment.
The judging process was no place for monkey business.
Tell me what it's like, what the feeling is like over at the judging table.
High intensity, lots of deep thought, a lot of different opinions from the five different judges, and I tried to bribe, but it was unsuccessful.
After the top three entries in each lot and class were awarded ribbons, contest participants like Zach Holder had a chance to review the results before the class grand champion prizes were publicly announced.
My purple kale took first in the kale category. Beets took second out of three. My poor little cabbage did not place. It's still a beautiful cabbage.
Community Garden Board of Trustees President John Thedinga took the bullhorn. It should be noted, he was not a judge.
Okay, first of all, Division A, the vegetables. I happen to have won that one with celery. Back to the herbs. It looks like I won that with the fennel. Okay, the next winner of the largest and unusual division, Ham Cousin, for that huge zucchini. Can somebody hold that up? Two hands, please. Look at that baby. And in the youth division, grand champion for a beautiful garlic, Etta Heller.
Etta was also rewarded with a chance to put her green thumb to work again next year.
We pull up this big beet, and for that prize I got a free plot.
Kathy Tanner, who's been tending a plot at the community garden this summer, reflected on her experience.
It's a certain sense of satisfaction, and I know it sounds kind of corny, but it's like reaffirms your belief in life because it grows. It's a miracle.
For Garden Talk, I'm Amanda Compton.